This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So I kind of feel attacked here because Owen told me a story about yesterday going out to a local establishment. And I could tell by the texts that I was getting from Owen that he was enraged.
It was a direct shot at you.
Well, and I understand it. I totally understand it. But I also hope Owen understands I will change nothing with my behavior, and I don't think the person that was bothering him will change anything with their behavior. Owen, would you like to go into detail how your evening night out
interrupted? I'll just say it to the person. If you were in Avon Lake at the Legacy Mexican restaurant, if you know what I'm saying, there's two of them now. One of them's gone. There used to be three. There's two of them. It's been around forever. It's under new ownership. We went there to try out the new ownership's food. We've heard great things about it. We went in, sat down, and next to us was a table, a family, that multi-generation family, all sitting there, probably 10 people eating, and on the end and pointed right towards us was Miss Rachel on a phone for a couldn't have been more than 2 years old toddler, and Miss Rachel just blaring back in my ear the entire dinner, the entire time that me and my wife were out together with no kids, enjoying an evening to ourselves.
Oh, that had to be horrible.
It is absolutely the worst. I have refrained many times from people who let their children run amok at the table, and they think it's the cutest thing ever. And I have to remember, hey, I thought my children were the cutest ever at that age as well. But your kid's not the cutest. Your kid is annoying me. Your kid and you are facilitating them to ruining my evening, ruining my experience. Get a hold of yourself. Don't let your children blare. The phone was at as loud as it could possibly be. Yeah. It was louder than the loud trumpets blaring through the speakers for every song that was playing. I couldn't hear that. It was a horrible experience because of you and your need to not interact with your own child, but just put Miss Rachel in front of them.
And I'll say, we've done this. I mean, we have absolutely had Miss Rachel. We've had Miss Moni. A lot of misses. A lot of misses in my life right now. Used to be mistresses. Now it's a lot of misses in my life because of that. Because it's the only way. It legitimately is the only way to shut them up. Let me play devil's advocate, Owen. And I see Daryl wants to get in on this. Devil's advocate, Owen, if they weren't watching that, do you know what would be happening?
I'm not sure. You tell me, Anthony. I've never raised children.
The fidgeting would turn into screaming, would turn into being released from the table.
You don't think that my 18, 17, 16, 15, 13, 11-year-olds, you don't think when they were kids I didn't see them in that having that attitude and going, hey, maybe we just aren't. Maybe we aren't doing this tonight.
So you're saying that this family would be best
around
if they're going to have Miss Rachel at a level 10 on the volume. Just don't go to the restaurant with your 11. Kids.
This goes to a greater issue, and that is speakerphone in public. Most annoying and disrespectful thing ever. I don't care what you're up to. I don't care who you're hanging out with. I don't care about who you're gossiping about. I don't care about what's going on at your job. I was at the barber yesterday, and someone was on speakerphone. An employee of a certain segment of our population right now that is going through some turbulence and uncertainty about their employment is what I will say. And some of the things...
Andrew Barry?
So some of the things that were being said, I'm not even going to repeat on the
Reckless
radio.
Reckless speculation.
I think he's safe. He's an indie. Should be fine.
Because even I was just like, I can't believe you're speaking like this on a speakerphone with someone sitting right next to you. So I get the Miss Rachel frustration, but there's nothing that drives me more crazy, whether it's kids or whether it's grown adults that are on speakerphone watching videos, listening. I think there's an airline now that is...
They banned it?
They're doing the on the safety instructions.
Really?
That take your stuff off speakerphone. No music, no shows, no other. But too much stuff on speakerphone. Shows, music, and conversations. Knock it out. Nobody cares. Wear some headphones.
Well, I am with you there. Also, I think the airline should focus on landing the planes right side up. Curtis and Geneva.
Speculation.
Go ahead, Curtis. Right side up.
Sorry, I'm a father with a 14-month-old that when we go to restaurants, you have two choices for anyone sitting next to
you. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You either are going to see our daughter watching Miss Rachel on her phone, or you're going to hear her scream. Pick your poison,
right, Curtis? It's like the lesser of evils. So, Curtis, have you felt, because we stopped going to restaurants for about 5 months because it was out of control when my youngest wanted to start walking around, wanted to start screaming. So the only way we could do the restaurant.
Kid on a leash, Lima.
Well, they haven't invented that yet or
they do.
Made that legal. Maybe at Disney you can do that. So, Curtis, have you thought about just not going to restaurants?
No. Oh, well, I'm also not.
Whoa!
See you, Curtis. I just want you to know personally, whoa. Curtis and Geneva, that Owen and Avon Lake thinks you're a horrible parent. I think that anybody that wants to bring out your toddler and let them act the way that you let them act in public, and your only way to curtail that is to go, we'll make even more of a spectacle about it.
Wait, you think there's
I think you're in
you
the
think
wrong.
There's actually a way to control a toddler?
Yes, stay at home.
Okay, well, that's different. But, you know, we're
no,
also...
No, that's not different.
We're
have
also,
some respect for everyone else in the community. Stay at home.
But these restaurants are desperate to get toddlers out. Look at their menus. Look at the kids'
oh,
menus.
Yes.
Would you like to know why?
They love the two-and-under crowd at restaurants.
Well, no, they know, though, that who's
come
bringing...
Come on.
Who's,
you're about to get kicked on your own show, Anthony.
You know that they are incentivizing bringing the toddlers out because they want the money. The restaurants were really hard up for getting
right,
people through the
doors.
They want
to charge $8 for dino nuggets and
true.
Have them not eat them and throw them on the floor.
There's a lot of waste involved in
I
these
think
scenarios.
I think we need to go back to the 60s, 70s, and 80s discipline of children in this country. Because every time I'm out in public and I see kids, they're all acting a fool. And you know what? As a kid growing up, I couldn't act like that.
So, well, if you lived where I lived, Daryl, in the
80s
and 90s,
I'm so well-behaved
my parents
as an adult.
Didn't even have to discipline me because the neighbors would.
That's true. Well, we didn't even have the money to go out to restaurants.
That's true.
That was a foreign idea to begin with. Listen, I am the reason I'm not fighting you is because I was with you 2.5 years ago. I never wanted to see kids in public. I never wanted to see it. But for our marriage, if we don't ever go out, if we never go out to a restaurant, that's the end
you know,
of the marriage.
I thought of this and I thought of you exactly. And I said, here's how we do it, Anthony. We could go double date. I will bring my 15-year-old daughter over. We will drop her off at your house. We can go out. Have a nice dinner, and at the end, I will come back and pick up my child who watches your children responsibly.
Did she watch too?
Should I just start bringing them with me and offering the service
to everybody who comes in? I like that idea. Let's go to Lou at North Royalton. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lou. All right, he's breaking up a little bit. Ken and Wadsworth, I think, is on the same page as Lou was. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
John and Wadsworth here. I called yesterday. Thanks for taking my call again. Look, I'm with Owen. If you can't control your kid, stay home. Or you need there is a middle ground, but, I mean, I've got a grandson on the way, and my wife and I are in full agreement. When we start doing the restaurant thing, if the kid starts acting up, one of us is taking the kid outside, the other one's closing the door, and we're going home. It's not
we've done that.
Deal with it.
We've had to depart ASAP. We try to make it work.
Yeah.
I've had to carry a kid or both kids outside because I'm not going to subject them to the screaming. I'm with Owen. You shouldn't have Miss Rachel where everybody can hear it. The whole point is you would think the ambient sound of the restaurant would drown some of it out. At least that's the hope.
Well, and my wife is a teacher, and she says, you know, a restaurant is a place.
I can't hear you, Ken.
Shapes,
table
colors, numbers, letters. And have
to. Do you know what her Netflix deal was? I'm ashamed. I went into the wrong business. Thank you, Kat. Sorry, we got to move on. Thank you, Ken. Jay, go ahead. Jay on the road. Yeah, she's on Netflix now. Go ahead, Jay.
Guys,
yeah.
I think, look, I got a 7-year-old. I got a 9-year-old. They're great in a restaurant. I've been out with other families that have monstrous children. They just should not bring their kids to restaurants. I'd much rather them be on phones than be bouncing around, throwing food at the walls like some of my friends' kids do. Horrific. Stay home. However, I will say this. As someone who grew up in the 80s, and I remember smoking and non-smoking sections, they should offer children and non-children sections.
Okay. You know what? That's fair. That's
a great fix. We walked out last night. They have a nice bar in the front, and they have some seating there. They weren't putting any. It's Monday night. They weren't putting people at those tables, but I said next time we'll just sit at the bar when we come here. We won't, you know, we won't venture off into the family area.
You know what? I'm totally for that. I have no problem with that.
The lack of discipline amongst kids today, completely unacceptable.
I've learned there's nothing you can say to it. When a toddler is upset, there's nothing you can say. Right now, Miss Rachel's been the best option for us, but when it's gone bad, we've gotten out of there. We're not going to subject everybody around us. All right.